And in terms of the album, you say you just told me you've released the video.
Yeah.
For which track's that one?
Called Destiny. Mm-hmm. Have you heard it?
I have. I've been listening to the album this weekend and earlier this morning, in fact. So.
Good. Well, Called Destiny is a special song for me. It's the song in which I actually give an answer to all the fans who write me and who ask me, how did you do it? And basically, they always also say, it must be so easy for you because you're so talented, which, quite frankly, is a bit of an insult because, that means that it comes natural to me. And yes, I do have the talent, but I also gave answer to the call of the talent. Mm-hmm. And that's basically what I'm saying in this song. So it is, if you are called by your destiny, then it's up to you if you answer it. And if you do, then be prepared for a long and heavy road, because you really have to be motivated and devoted to make it.
Yeah, I mean, somebody once said, and I don't know whether it was about classical piano or kicking a rugby ball, but it was in fact, it was probably both. If you spend 10,000 hours doing one thing, you will become the best there is. But it's 10,000 hours per thing. And I think a lot of people forget that, you know, and they say, oh, yeah, you've got so much talent, it must be easy for you. And you're thinking, well, no, it gets easier the more I practice.
True.
And is that something you have to do a lot of? Do you still find you have to practice to keep things exactly where you want them to be and to try and develop further?
In a different way, because the voice obviously is part of the body, and mm-hmm. your body evolves as you get older, and so does the voice. Mm-hmm. So it's more maintaining and staying focused on where my voice is for example, today, or it could really differ from 2 years. I think that's really something you can hear if you compare Sacrificium to Theater of Dimensions. Mm-hmm. You really hear that my voice has changed. The sound is deeper. Mm-hmm. I sing different notes easier now. I've lost a little bit of lightness, maybe. Though I don't mind, because I like a more mature, heavy voice. Darker.
Yeah, darker.
Yes, it's a more darker sound.
We don't use the word mature in my house. It makes people think you're getting older. So we don't talk about mature. Darker is good.
Okay, that's a good statement.
And
so it's more about maintaining and realizing where the instrument is at.
Mm-hmm. And do you find that you still want to be doing the classical stuff as well? You said you were classically trained. So was there sort of the enjoyment of rock music there before the classical, or at the same time? And do you see there's that big a difference between the two?
There is a difference, but the rock music, the love for rock and metal was there before I went to the conservatory. I actually went to the conservatory to study classical music to become precisely what I am now,
right,
a singer in the crossover. Mm-hmm. But there's just no school to study crossovers.
No.
I had to do it this way, and of course I fell in love with the classical repertoire, and I'm still a huge fan of it, but there's basically no time to have two careers.
No.
It's already hard enough to try and do two bands, because now Eclipse obviously had to become a studio project, which works, but mm-hmm. The reason that it had to do that is that you cannot have two touring bands and be devoted to both. So the same goes for classical careers. It's simply not possible. And who knows, maybe later, maybe when I'm too dark.
There you go.
For the model scene. Maybe then I should return and sing some Wagner, the really heavy stuff.
That would be cool.